This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana's freshman Republican U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy pushed to cut inspections of firefighting aircraft the same month that his former company failed one of those inspections. In the Senate, Sheehy has sought to cut regulations and expand the government's use of private aircraft on wildfires, all of which was started while Sheehy still owned stock in Bridger Aerospace, the private firefighting aviation company that he co-founded. Sheehy's financial stake in the company presented a conflict of interest in and of itself. Sheehy's Bridger stock was worth between $13 and $15 million. Now, Sheehy's firefighting aircraft are failing Forest Service aviation inspections, so he's trying to stop the inspections. A little over a year ago, Senator Tim Sheehy floated an audacious proposal to reshape the way the federal government fights wildfires. It called for expanding the use of private planes and helicopters to attack blazes and eliminating the U.S. Forest Service's rigorous airworthiness inspections for those aircraft. The idea stood to benefit Sheehy personally. Before running for the U.S. Senate, he founded and ran an aerial firefighting company called Bridger Aerospace, which is known for its scoopers, aircraft built to retrieve water from lakes or oceans and drop it onto fires. Since 2021, the Forest Service has paid Bridger Aerospace more than $235 million for the use of its scooper firefighting planes. Sheehy's ownership of Bridger is well known, but what had not been reported is that the same month the proposal leaked, a Forest Service inspector had discovered a dramatic aircraft failure, a crack in an airplane wing that Bridger had presented as ready for service. The scooper failed its inspection. Then Sheehy sought to eliminate the inspection for all aircraft. Forest Service inspectors have flagged problems with Bridger's scoopers for years. Paul Markowitz, a former National Aviation Maintenance Manager for the Forest Service, said, "Very seldom do you find a crack in a major component. Detecting such problems is the reason the Forest Service operates an airworthiness program." He added, "It's to keep people alive." Within the Forest Service, Bridger Aerospace was known to resist oversight, officials say. Five current and former Forest Service officials say Bridger Aerospace chafed at the agency's rigorous inspections, even as records and sources indicate the company presented aircraft in need of maintenance and repairs as ready to fight fires. Forest Service officials often say the agency's rules governing aviation are written in blood. A pair of shocking crashes in 2002 ignited the push for more rigorous inspections. That June, an air tanker was dropping retardant in California when its wings folded upward like a bird in flight and detached. The plane burst into flames and fell to the ground. The harrowing moment was caught on video. Three people on board were killed, and the NTSB later attributed the accident to undetected cracks in one of the plane's wings. 1 month later in Colorado, another tanker contracted by the Forest Service crashed after a wing separated from the fuselage. Two pilots were killed. Once again, the NTSB said the accident was caused by unidentified cracks in the aircraft wings. Since 2010, when the Forest Service implemented its current airworthiness program, the accident rate for aircraft it owns or contracts has improved dramatically, with far fewer incidents and crashes. So instead of Montana's Republican Senator Sheehy seeking to eliminate the inspections of firefighting aircraft, Forest Service officials, pilots, fire crews, and more say that the inspections are the very actions that should be protected and passed by all aircraft. A new amateur radio club, Hark MT, will host the Summer Amateur Radio ARRL Field Days event at Missouri Headwaters State Park, June 27th and 28th. All ages and skill levels, including observers, are welcome. People can bring their own equipment or borrow from the Amateur Radio Club. Those interested can email info@harcmt.com for more information. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.